Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I'm back again with Mike Miller, the new director for Marshall County Partnership for Growth. Mike mentions he's trying to find the middle ground that'll work for everyone.
Everything I do should be moved out to the sunshine. The criteria, the results, and in terms of the conversations, some of them, like, I'm going to do things that pretty much the same way. I'll treat people with confidentiality if they request it, if they need it. But the ideas need to be out there and shared. And I can bring lots of ideas forward, but I'm an outsider. And I can tell you, till the day I die, I'll be a Marshall County outsider. And so the issue is, what's the Marshall County way? That's ultimately, I'm trying to get collaboration and find out where that middle ground is that's both going to work and be consistent with the culture and the expectations of this community. That's really the essence of my job. And it should result in the building of one or more mid-priced houses and improving, hopefully we'll be able to develop or attract some younger daycare providers that will continue working number of years, not retire next year. And that's not a bad thing, but we need to recatalyze. We need fresh people willing to do the work. And right now that's unclear where those people are going to come from. So
he does have a vision for Partnership for Growth for the future.
Well, the board didn't talk to me in these terms. We're stuck and they want me to get things going. Ultimately, I want to have conversations that are broad enough that are going to lead to a healthy, robust Marshall County 20 or 30 years down the road. And that is from my going back to my West Point days, my master's degrees in systems management. But I think strategically and ultimately, what do we need to do to avoid major crises 20 years down the road? Well, I guess in the discussion with Bruce about childcare, the hard question is, do we pay those people the benefit of health care insurance? I think we must. But again, that's my point of view. So I'll sell it, and the business community, my board, they may say no. But I just don't know how, again, with that contracted, we have fewer babies and as many jobs as we had, actually more jobs than we had 50, 80 years ago. What's more vital than taking care of children? So if women feel obligated to work or financially that they have to work, the children need to be taken care of and it needs to be safe and and all the other requirements that we have for children. But safety, in my viewpoint, is the premier thing. And attracting that workforce is essential, and I don't know in this modern world how we do it without that incentive.
Mike does want to engage the community, but right now it's just one-on-one.
Well, engagement will be, right now I'm just trying to meet people, so it's very retail, one-on-one. Later on, it'll be with groups or committees, similar to like what One Marysville has done. That hasn't been done with the Partnership for Growth, I don't believe. If there's been an ad hoc committee, it's been with board members and added a couple of different leaders. But I think it's been relatively short term. And I think we're going to need constant attention from a small group of passionate community leaders, at least some of them directly involved in business, owners or managers, and because the timing is becoming more urgent. And if it's not, then we won't need the committee so much, but that's what I believe. So I think by nature, the way I operate is pretty transparent. And we're working on, our website has been reworked. It's out there. The beta test, the draft is on mcp4g.com. And Marshall County Partnership for Growth, but the acronym. And it's really, I'm going to be adding a couple pages that have to do with blog. It'll be more of a narrative than a blog, but explaining what I'm doing and what my more immediate and intermediate goals are. So people know that I'm going, where I'm heading. And if they have concerns or they hear something, that they'll reach out and talk to me. But transparency isn't how then I think it is, just open communications, that there's a pipeline and that it's two-way. And that's my approach.
I would like to thank Mike Miller for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.